the April 18th, 2023 meeting of the Central Business District Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Robbie Angelosi, present. Ashley King, present. Miriam Salas, absent. Randy Hutchinson, absent. Robert Boyd, present. We have three members constituting the quorum. First item on the agenda are the minutes from last month's meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion by Robbie Angelosi and a second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. First application is 416 Common Street.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Is the applicant present? All right, you can come have a seat.
Thank you. Where would you like us to sit?
At the end. Please state your name and address for the record.
Sandra Giamacetti, 1048 Lakeshore Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70461.
This is a request for replacement of existing French doors with new fixed and sliding glass doors, an installation of a new pergola structure, an exterior fireplace at the fifth and sixth floor terraces of an existing contributing rated six-story multifamily residential building in Pecan Place. At the last meeting, the ARC agreed that the new fifth floor openings should be refined to relate more to the existing openings on the floors below. However, replicating the tripartite opening pattern is not required. The ARC recommended the applicant consider alternative options, such as running a piece of spandrel glass over the area of the interior column so the full opening can be a continuous plane of glass, mirroring the location of the interior column on the left side so the appearance from the street is more of a symmetrical opening arrangement. The proposed sixth floor pergola structure should be eliminated as it does not meet the HDLC guideline requirements for rooftop additions, and the applicant should return for additional PRC easement committee comments, and additional fifth floor opening options should be provided for HDLC review at this meeting.
You said
that applicant like to make a brief presentation?
I'm going to wait for Chris to finish distributing the thing. In the set that he just distributed, we also have the set that was approved by the PRC in the back, on the back side. It's the same drawings, but just stamped.
So thank you for taking a look at the drawings. We tried to show the, tried to convey the intention to recognize that there's a structural column that has somewhat dictated what we can do with the existing facade on the upper level where the new doors are being installed. The doors were then redesigned to show two options. If you look on the third page, you'll see one option shows a symmetrical approach where all the door panels are formed as a continuous opening across the facade, centered on the windows below. The second option, two, shows equal-sized panels all the way across, which doesn't quite make it symmetrical to the windows below, but the panels are of equal size. So that was the goal, is trying to create a little more harmony with the levels below and up on the floor, where we have now encased that column and created a cladding that matches the finished material and roughly the size of the door styles. So there is a regular fenestration pattern along that opening.
What were the PRC's comments?
They approved both options, and I believe because it really cannot be seen from, you know, the street. The approval stamp is on the back side.
And I think that was also in response to comments from, or suggestions from, the previous ARC meeting.
And I have one copy with the approval stamp if you'd like to see it as well.
I think mine's got a stamp one.
Yes,
well,
yes.
This one has some stamps
down
right here.
It's the same set, but with the stamp.
You're on the PRC?
Yes. So I think that it was following the discussion from the ARC last time, is that in order to visually create one single opening, that what was previously a wall that was surrounding the column is now a piece of brake metal or something, so it reads as one continuous opening from the street.
And PRC approved both, was there a preference for option one or two?
No.
I think option one looks a little better. I think you can't really see it, but when you can see it, it aligns across.
Mm-hmm. I agree with about edges. Option one, because at least the intent where the head of the opening is
aligned. Those outer jams mm-hmm. of those outer windows. Mm-hmm.
I can also state that it is the owner's preference as well. Mm. Option one. Mm-hmm.
And the pergola issue?
The pergola, the PRC doesn't really have jurisdiction over it because it is not attached to the facade. So it was felt that it was the PRC's stance is that it was a standalone structure, more like a rooftop accessory, since it's no longer attached to the building. But it's also acknowledged that it needs to adhere to HGLC, ARC, or HGLC guidelines in terms of rooftop additions. So we knew that PRC follows Secretary of Interior standards. HGLC has its own guidelines. And so I couldn't remember what the guidelines are in regards to pergola.
So the pergola is a steel frame? Is there a detail? I mean, I'm seeing this very simple.
Yeah.
That's it?
It's a 4-inch square tube. It'll be solid weld at each corner. And then there will be small anchor bolts or eye bolts to hook in a shade structure that spans between the ribs.
It's like a fabric.
Fabric, correct.
Yes, a sub-umbrella fabric, which will be removed, of course, in hurricane situations and, you know, during the winter maybe sometimes.
And what color is it?
We haven't really decided the color, but...
Now, on the plan of that, it's got these elements was drawn in there. Is that just the fabric pattern, or is that an element to hold the fabric to span that distance there?
That would be the fabric pattern, just to show that we're planning to have some type of a shaped fabric that spans those ribs.
Okay.
And the guidelines for pergola structures are about setbacks to reduce visibility. And so it's supposed to be 1.5 times the height of the proposed structure would be the setback. So if it's 10 feet, it would need 15-foot setback. The way that they've shown it, it is kind of pushing it into a less visible area, at least from Canal Street, but that spot is visible from Chapa Tulis. I've included some photos in the...
But is the setback in regards to the street face and not the rear of the building? Because in this particular case, the rear of the building aligns with the parking lot.
I believe it's the roof edge. So like the sixth floor terrace.
Yeah. May I offer a copy of the guidelines that show that infill lots are not subject to the setbacks? And this is straight from HGLC illustrations. The red box is mine.
Okay, so from the street facade.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
The intention was from the street.
Okay, so then the setbacks meet the requirements. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does the staff have a preference going back to the windows of option one over option two?
I would agree with option one.
Huh?
I would agree with option one.
Okay. So everyone seems to be in consensus that option one is the way for the windows, mm-hmm. and then the pergola seems like it's in compliance.
I have no issue.
Kind of a nasty. it's just sort of a box up in there.
I know, but I mean, PRC in here, I've heard, you know, why it's important for them to have some type of shade structure up
can I
there.
Just say, I also recommended something rather than a freestanding structure, something like an awning or canopy that came off where the door opening was, so that there was some kind of covering. I don't think that would be the same as the setback requirements for a freestanding thing. But if it meets those, you know, requirements, that's different.
Any awning would have to go back.
I thought that might be another alternative.
Awning would have to go back to the PRC.
You're talking about?
Yeah, I would need to go back, but mm-hmm. that might be easier if it was not meeting the requirements in terms of it would need commission approval.
Right. I have no issue with the pergola as it stands today. You know, I feel it meets the guidelines.
And it's important to just to know that we'll be doing the details.
Of course.
Very good.
Of course.
Make it or break it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll follow up with details and structural drawings of, you know, whatever you requested. We didn't want to engage.
We can do that at the staff level. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the committee understands that, mm-hmm. you know, this is a very simple drawing, mm-hmm. and we would be able to.
Absolutely.
Well, since there's no one here, I assume there's no public comment on this particular part.
At this time, I'm going to ask, is there any public comment regarding
All right.
For the record. Is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I can make a motion. I make a motion for approval of option one of the opening modifications and approval of the pergola.
With details.
With the details to be reviewed at staff level.
Okay.
There's a motion by Ashley King and a second by Randy Hutchinson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, actually, let me have a guest on this. Sorry.
Oh, of course. Would you like to
hear? Wait, the fireplaces, did we?
That was addressed previously.
Okay.
Because it's not visible from the street.
Right.
Dennis, have you heard from 601 Chantulu?
No. They had some missing information, so I was following up with them as of late yesterday, but haven't heard anything from them today. They were told about the meeting, but not sure why they're not here.
Is that the one corresponding on?
No, it's Joni.
Okay.
In his office.
Okay, I'm going to text that.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is it something that we can hear without them?
I think you could take a look and offer some comments. It's pretty straightforward. It's just an enclosure of an existing patio. Some of the details don't look fully resolved yet. They're showing sliders on this elevation, but then the detail is more of like a horizontally oriented type opening. If you look at the plan at the column near the entry door, they're showing a slight gap between the walls of the enclosure and the column where the corner is more abutted. So I wasn't sure if this is like an open air or if that's an intentional thing.
Right there. Come up.
Yeah, and in the plan, a little lower here.
I had the same question when I was first looking at
this. About those circular columns?
Right in here.
Yeah.
There's like it seems like a deliberate gap, whereas the corner
here is a
column. Yes. They really meet the column.
The elevation. Oh yeah, there is open there too in the corner.
Yeah.
Seems to be a gap in the corner as well.
Yeah. Oh, because it's a round column. Yeah.
It looks like there's two different systems they're proposing here. A guillotine system or a fixed frame.
Where is it on those illustrations up there on the sorry, I'll go back to the illustration. Oh, there. So it's this area in here.
Yes.
Oh, I see the columns. That's why they're doing it.
We just need to bridge the gap.
They also have this cracked glass, textured glass. Just wanted to ensure that that wasn't proposed.
Existing live vines on wall to remain.
On the columns too? The columns look like a different color. Is that real or is that fake vine?
I think they're fake.
I think they're fake. Yeah,
that looks real, but
The top, yeah, that looks real, but this looks fake.
Really on the right side. What is that supposed to be between the column and the tube steel?
Is this because we cited them for having TVs?
That is part of this, yeah.
So
like, we'll just enclose it so we can keep our TV. Charming. And then
they're going to
open up all the windows.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the building's also non-contributing rated. So.
Right.
It's a parking garage.
I'm trying to picture where this is, if there'd be enough clientele.
It's pretty busy.
It's super busy.
Like, even at lunchtime.
Right. Oh, I see the orientation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Green to Go is right around the corner from here. If you haven't been, great little.
What is it?
Green to Go? Yeah, they have pre-made salads and wraps, and you can also order them. They're great. You know. It is. It's like, I mean, run in, grab a salad, and you're out, and it's walking distance from my office, so that's I've walked past this many times. And I guess the question is what their preference is the guillotine or the sliders?
Do we have a preference?
I think the sliders is visually
so my question is if they enclose it with something that is readily openable, operable. And they're enclosing it to make their TVs okay. So this is just a gross workaround.
So that'll stay open all the time.
Yeah,
it seems that way.
I think they're going to stay open like on good weather.
Yeah.
And just sort of, you know.
So we've not accomplished a lot.
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, like pandemic, everyone was eating outside. All the business owners are like, this is great. I can have outdoor dining, but also in the 4 months a year that I need to have, or 6 months, depending on condition or heated space, they're asking that. I mean,
well, where would they, the plan doesn't show any place for an air handler, and where would their condensers be would be a question that I would ask. If
they probably are going to tap off the existing.
Isn't it an open garage, though? They've got.
There's a restaurant. Like, there's an enclosed restaurant, active restaurant that's part of this. It's not showing. Or you can kind of see it. There was a floor plan, I thought. I might be making this up.
Well, the floor plan I saw was just of the little
enclosed
space.
You can see on page 100. Mm-hmm. There's a small little.
Start over.
I don't know, I could go either way, the guillotine or the sliders.
Should we just go ahead?
Yeah.
Is there any public comment regarding 601 South Tula Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
Does anyone have any strong opinions on sliders versus guillotine?
So the guillotine is, I guess I'm looking for a section. It rolls up? It slides up?
It slides up. I think that those are the details out on the last page.
Yeah.
It slides up and then slides down.
So each one of them is in its own track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When it's all closed, the guillotine looks a little cleaner.
So when it's all open, there's really a glass panel across the top.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to make a motion for approval.
Are we going to make a motion for deferral till we get clarification of what they're asking for and how the gap is filled? What do y'all recommend?
I mean,
should we handle the staff level?
It's an unrated.
I'm good with handling it. I'm at staff level.
Is that a motion?
I'm going to make a motion for approval with details to be handled at staff level.
Second.
no strong preference over sliders versus billeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Ashley Payne and a second by Robbie Candelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. That concludes the business for the ARC today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can see all.
Can you press stop on the